Hey guys, what's going on? My name's Nick Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And, it feels good to be on here. Yesterday was my first time here on this show. Yes, I did a couple clips here and there, a couple commercials for the ministry, but it's the first time doing a podcast on here. But we do get a why me moments, because when I was in the hospital 2 months ago, in October, in April, and, excuse me, I was in Orange Regional Medical Center, right here in New York. I was treated for cellulitis. Turned out not to be cellulitis, turned out to be something else. And turned out to be inflammatory infection. But I had, why am I suffering? Why me? What do I have to suffer? Why do I have the pain and the rashes of my legs? But I went up to my Pastor Dave that Wednesday, and he had me read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm reading out of the New King James Bible. And I preached out of this. I preached a sermon on Mother's Day last month. And it says, excuse me, it says in verse 16, I'm going to read chapter 5, verse 16 and 18. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks for this. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. This is Paul talking. Paul is talking to the Ephesians. And what is Paul telling the Ephesians in his Bible about rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you? Because we are made in His image. We do have wily moments. We always do. But we have to pray without ceasing. Always pray. The three P's that Dave always told me about. Prayer, praise, and proclamation. And it's always good to remember that. Prayer, praise, proclamation. And we have to pray. We have to rejoice. We have to thank Jesus for the sickness that we are suffering. Because we are suffering these things that we don't know about. I'm born with cerebral palsy. I don't have a why me moment for my disability. But I do have a why me moment about the sickness that I am suffering. Not because of my CP, because of the upper respiratory, well, the autoimmune and the inflammatory infection that I have. But when I was 5 months old, the doctors told my mom, told my parents, that I want to be able to speak, read, and write. And I imposed them wrong. Just because I have cerebral palsy doesn't mean that I wouldn't be nonverbal. Yeah, there are people with cerebral palsy that are nonverbal, but I am verbal. There are some people with cerebral palsy that have difficulty speaking. They are verbal, but they are hard to understand. But God has given me a gift to talk and to read and write. Because I have a new book coming out called Disability is an Excuse. Subtitle, What is Cerebral Palsy? Because there is no such thing as disability. Nick Voyager said this. If you watch Life Without Limbs on television or on YouTube, he said this. If you put go behind disabled, it means God is able. When I heard that in that sermon, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. God is able. And He is able. God is able in many ways. The question is that, are you ready to go to heaven? Are you ready to meet Daddy and say, Daddy, I love you. I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry that I have betrayed you. I'm sorry that I ran from you. Are you ready for that? Are you ready to go to heaven and crawl into Daddy's lap and meet him? Are you ready to meet Daddy this week? If you're not sure, you can be sure that you're ready by praying. Praying that prayer. Praying the prayer is always good. And you have to pray without ceasing. Always rejoice. Always doing good deeds. Always giving thanks to Jesus Christ for things that you are suffering. You probably have diabetes that you're suffering from. You probably suffer from cancer. Anything that you suffer from, give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to Him. No matter what you're going through, give thanks to Jesus. Always pray. Pray, pray, pray. No matter what. And you will be healed. Because I know that Jesus is healing me. And that He is healing you. I might be sick with an inflammatory infection, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to give up. And I won't give up. And I won't quit. Because quitting is not an option. Failure is not an option. Failure isn't an option. At all. Whatsoever. Failure is not an option. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. Just because you have a why me moment. I'm not doing this podcast to tell you to give up. I'm doing this podcast because I'm encouraging you to follow your heart and your mind and soul. To follow Jesus. Jesus hung on the cross with His arms open wide. To show you His love. To show you His heart. to tell you that I love you, my son. I love you, my daughter. That's what Jesus is doing. Jesus Christ is your Father. He is our Father, our Heavenly Father, that died on the cross for us. Those nails that were driven in his hands and feet is the needle in the compass. When you hold the compass and you look at that needle and that pen that holds the needle in, you think of Jesus. You think of Jesus. Every time you look at that compass and look at those needles, that needle in the compass, you think of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is. That's why you think of him every time you hold a compass. Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And he is leading you to heaven. He's leading you to the throne. That's why he's our needle in the compass. Those nails is the needle of the compass. Just because there's three nails doesn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean nothing. Knowing that is north, south, east, west. Because, and also, the Northern Star is also the reason why you could think of Jesus too. Because in the compass, the end in the compass, north, you think of the North Star, the Northern Star. Because Jesus is the Northern Star. He is. He's the Northern Star. And always have been the Northern Star. Because the wise men followed that star. And they followed him all the way to Bethlehem to see where he was born. That's why you think of Jesus every time you hold the compass. Northern Star and the crucifixion. Two things. The Northern Star and the crucifixion. Northern Star, crucifixion. I'll say it again. The Northern Star, crucifixion. Northern Star, crucifixion. All those two things you have to remember every time you hold that compass. The North Star and the crucifixion of Jesus. And how do I know that? Because I've been hiking. I held the compass and I thought of Jesus. And Jesus was with me everywhere I went. When I was in the Boy Scouts, Jesus came with me. And I held Jesus in my hands, too. Everywhere I went on that hiking trail, Jesus came with me. Why? Why was Jesus in my hand? So I won't get lost in the woods. I won't miss the trail that I was walking on. Because Jesus would lead you through that trail that you're hiking on. And that trail is going to lead you all the way to heaven. The world of heaven is that trail that you're hiking on through the woods. It's when you're hiking to get to heaven, you can't go to the right, to the left or to the right. You keep going straight ahead. Always, not left, not right, straight ahead. Because if you go to the right or the left, you'll be going off the trail. You have to keep going forward. When you keep going forward, you'll be going to Jesus. You'll be going to the cross. You'll be going to the throne of your Heavenly Father. If you keep going straight and following the path of that trail. Don't go off the trail. Just keep on going. always keep going. And I'm kind of closing with this. This morning. I'm not going to close just yet. But I want to encourage you all to understand the purpose of the sermon. The purpose of the kingdom of heaven. The purpose of the kingdom of God. And why he sent his only son to die on the cross. For us. Because he loves us. And he cares for us. He's our Father. Who died on the cross for us. Yeshua. In the Hebrew word, in the Hebrew language, the name of Jesus is Yeshua. That's what he is, Yeshua. And Paul always encourages us to pray, and Jesus encourages us to pray for those new believers who are listening to this podcast. I want to read you the Lord's Prayer. Why is it always good to pray? Because when you're in trouble, it's always good to pray. Jesus said this in verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And Jesus is teaching us how to pray. But David always prayed too. I'll read you the book of Psalms. Verse 131. David said this, Lord, my heart is not hefty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Excuse me. This is one of my favorite prayers from David. One of my favorites. Always one of my favorites. David always has a good prayer. And there's another prayer that David prayed. Psalm 120 is another prayer. In distress, in my distress, I cried to you, to the Lord. and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from my lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue, sharp arrows of the water, with coals of the broom tree? Woe is me that I dwell in with this, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. My soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And they are. And David prayed this prayer. I'm going to read Psalm 119 as well. It's a long prayer of David's. Psalm 119. I think I might read the whole thing. Yeah, I'm going to read the whole thing. It says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquities. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes, that I would not be ashamed. When I look into your commandments, I praise you with uprightness of heart. When I learned your righteous judgment, I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word? With a whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all judgments of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts. The contemplates your ways I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. To deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul breaks with longing for your judgment at all times. Your rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach, the contempt. For I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and speak against me. But your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your prophets, your precepts, so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul melts from the heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and to the covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant, who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgment are good. Behold, I longed for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness, that your mercies come also to me, O Lord. Your salvation according to your word, so shall I have an answer from him who reproaches me. For I trust in your word, and I take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in your ordinance. I'm going to stop there. Ladies and gentlemen, I have 30 minutes left. And I do encourage you to pray that prayer. And I'm going to close with a prayer. I'm going to lead you into a prayer if you want to know Jesus. Father, I thank you this morning for those who are listening to this podcast. Father, just ask that you encourage them to follow you. Lord Jesus, you are a needle and compass that leads us to the direction to heaven. In the sharing your name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you want to know Jesus. I know you want to go home and meet Daddy. Repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Make me whole with you as you're whole with your Father. Help me understand the purpose of your kingdom. Help me understand the purpose of who I am and what my purpose is in your kingdom. Help me understand the ways of the cross and to see you as a needle and a compass. Help me change my ways, Lord, in your name. Amen. You prayed that prayer, you're born again Christian. And remember to keep strength, keep faith, love God. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.